Legal and disclaimer. The information contained in this book is not designed to replace or take the place of any form of medicine or professional medical advice. The information in this book has been provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. The information in this book has been compiled from sources deemed reliable, and it is accurate to the best of the author's knowledge. However, the author cannot guarantee its accuracy and validity and cannot be held liable for any errors or omissions. Changes are periodically made to this book. You must consult your doctor or get professional medical advice before using any of the suggested remedies, techniques, or information in this book. Images used in this book are not the same as that of the actual book. This is a totally separate and different entity from that of the original book titled Powerful, Building a Culture of Freedom and Responsibility. Upon using the information contained in this book, you agree to hold harmless the author from and against any damages, costs, and expenses, including any legal fees potentially resulting from the application of any of the information provided by this guide. This disclaimer applies to any damages or injury caused by the use and application, whether directly or indirectly, of any advice or information presented, whether for breach of contract, tort, negligence, personal injury, criminal intent, or under any other cause of action. You agree to accept all risks of using the information presented inside this book. You need to consult a professional medical practitioner in order to ensure you are both able and healthy enough to participate in this program. The book at a glance. This book focuses on breaking away from the traditional corporate culture and developing a culture that is specifically effective for your company. Chapter 1 focuses on giving employees the opportunity to contribute to the company's success. It is an effective way of motivating them to work even harder. Chapter 2 encourages leaders to ensure that all their subordinates have a clear understanding of the business by providing them information such as a company's financial statement, the company's standing or position against competitors, and the challenges faced by the company, among other things. Chapter 3 talks about the positive impact of radical honesty on a work environment. However, when directly voicing out opinions, one should assure that they deliver it in a positive manner. Chapter 4 urges companies to encourage debate among executives and employees. That way, minds are exercised and stretched. Everyone learns to raise concerns and to offer opinions. However, it is advisable to have their opinions be supported with facts. This will truly increase their credibility. Chapter 5 advises executives to always think long-term when hiring people, establishing policies, and other things. Chapter 6 offers information on the philosophy of Netflix in terms of talent management. Netflix believe that money should be secondary when hiring. The Netflix executives prefer job applicants who did not ask about salaries, but did ask about the duties and responsibilities of the position they were applying for. Chapter 7 ponders on the need to separate performance reviews, as performance reviews don't gather enough of the important facts about an employee. Chapter 8 talks about how leading a team is comparable to a coach leading a sports team. At the end of each chapter, there are questions that might help you evaluate your corporate culture, the behavior of both executives and employees, and the status of your organization as a whole. This book is particularly ideal for people from human resources, executives, business people, employees, startups, people who are thinking of starting their own business, and even job applicants. Introduction. This book was written to inspire readers on how to establish high-performance work cultures wherein both executives and employees will ultimately be able to adapt to the fast-paced world in an efficient manner. Author Patty McCord worked for Netflix, chief talent officer, for several years, and was a witness to the challenges that the company has faced in the past. Without those failures, Netflix would not have matured the way it has now. In this book, McCord shares the lessons that Netflix has learned, as well as the practices and principles that it has developed that have effectively helped the company improve its management style. Such change has also ultimately helped Netflix achieve remarkable profitability. During her tenure at Netflix,